Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nilesh Patel, and before we start, I sincerely apologize for any inconvenience caused by the rescheduling of our earnings conference call from Tuesday to today. Unfortunately, my flight to China got delayed by 3 hours, which necessitated the postponement. Additionally, due to exchange regulations required a 2 days advance announcement, we were constrained to reschedule the call to Friday. Thank you for your patience and understanding. And now let's begin our very first earnings call following our successful listing. We hope you had an opportunity to review our investor presentations uploaded on the stock exchange. Today we will be sharing key operational and financial highlights for the year ending March 31st, 2024. Since this is our inaugural call, some of you might be learning about our company for the first time. We would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our business model. Incorporated in 2006, Vilas Transco Limited is a manufacturer and supplier of power transmission and distribution components, primarily serving transformers and other power equipment manufacturers in India and abroad. We produce a wide range of cold-rolled, grain-oriented electrical lamination, CRGO lamination cores, CRGO slit coils, CRGO stack assembled cores, CRGO wound cores, and CRGO toroidal cores. These components are the heart of the transformer and are crucial for the efficient functioning of power and distribution transformers, current transformers, and potential transformers. Transformer cores are made from silicon steel, seek to minimize the current losses, and CRGO steel is used to minimize core losses, providing a low reluctance path for electromagnetic flux and supporting the primary and secondary winding of transformers. The cores are installed to reduce this current to a minimum, ensuring efficient energy transformer between the primary and secondary coils. Our design and manufacturing process prioritize manufacturing efficiency, functional reliability, longer service life, and economic viability using appropriate materials and precision process. We currently operate from two ISO 9001:2015 certified manufacturing facilities located in Paul near Vadodara, Gujarat, with total capacity of 12,000 metric ton per annum. Our plant configuration allows us to produce the CRGO lamination and CRGO core based on the different requirements of our customer pertaining to the dimensions, size, and material requirements. Both our manufacturing facilities are equipped with the latest machineries. We have over the years establishing long-standing relationships with several well-known Indian and global transformer manufacturers. Our major customers include companies like Voltan Transformers Limited, Electrotherms India Limited, Atlas Transformers India Limited, Silchar Technologies Limited. We strive to maintain the quality standards and requirements specified by our customers for the quality of our products. As you all know, recently we have raised approximately 95 crores through IPO for the expansion plan. These funds will be used for construction of new factory building and for acquiring and installing additional plant and machinery. After the completion of CAPEX, our plant's capacity will grow from 12,000 metric ton per annum to 36,000 metric ton per annum, 3 times of current capacity. We are expecting complete this expansion plan by the end of quarter 3, financial year 24-25. With that, we are also planning to add new products to our portfolio, starting with light radiators to be used in transformers, which will also be covered in the new facility coming up. Expansion of capacity was very strategic plan because currently we are getting extra orders which are not able to fulfill due to capacity constraint. So these extra orders will be fulfilled with our newer capacity, and addition of new products line will help us to achieve our long-term vision of becoming a hub of transformer ancillary components. Looking at the industry growth drivers, this is one of the best sectors to be in as the demand is rising due to multiple factors. Talking about domestic factors, aging infrastructure is overdue for upgradation, presenting significant opportunities for our product. High growth sectors such as technology, data centers, EV charging networks, and renewable energy are expanding rapidly, increasing the demand of modern transformers, Additionally, the Indian Railways shift to high-speed trains and new projects like freight corridor and metros are fueling demand of transformers from 66 kV to 133 kV grid. With extreme weather and security concerns driving the need of robust and reliable solutions. Internationally, India is becoming the preferred supplier transformer for the US and European markets. Especially with ongoing Ukraine-Russia tensions, global supply chain disruption exacerbated by these tensions highlight the need for a solid and diversified supply source, which are well positioning to provide. These domestic and international factors will collectively drive strong demand for our products, positioning us for the future growth. Now I will begin with sharing key financial numbers and operational highlights for the year ended March 31st, 2024. The total income for financial year 24 stood as rupees 314 crores, up by 10% year-on-year, which with the EBITDA of at the rupees 35 crores, up by 10% year-on-year, and the PAT stood at rupees 23 crores, up by 14% year-on-year. Our three-year CAGR for revenue is at 33% and PAT is at 64%. And we have healthy return ratio with our ROE at 17.5% and ROCE at 22% in financial year 24 with almost zero debt. On the operational front, we are operating at full capacity with capacity utilization of more than 90%. The IPO proceeds will further help us to strengthen our top line by about 30-35% in the coming year. The growth trajectory in subsequent years are also expected to be robust as we optimize the capacity utilization as well as add more product offering. With this, I would like to conclude my opening remarks. Thank you all, and now I request the moderator to open the floor for the questions and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Priyank Chedda from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for explaining your business model and congratulations for the public listing. My question is, so our 85% of the revenue comes from a product which is lamination, right? And we do the lamination of the CRGO steel coil. Now, the question is essentially what is the true moat in this business which is leading to not other players focusing and investing in this product, which is the heart of a transformer, and which is where we feel that our market share will grow manifold. This is my first question.
So the thing is, there are lots of players who are in this field. So it is not that nobody is investing, but the thing is, our Indian market is growing. See, transformer demand is almost at the peak in this, is going to be peak for the next 10 years, as we are doing lots of renewable energy and everything. So demand of transformer will increase the demand of CRGO, and to cater that demand, we are expanding this. We are sure that this demand, if you see last long, so many years data, the CRGO demand is increasing 13% every year. And it seems last one year or 2 years, it is increasing more. So there are a player, but I don't know why people are not investing, but we see the growth. We are getting lots of inquiries which we are not able to cater. And that's why we decided to put up a state-of-the-art facility on which we can provide Indian market as well as we can export also.
Right. So essentially, what is the technology requirement in this business which leads to Vilas being a key player, say, next 3-4 years after your capacity expands, you become 50% of the market. So what is the key technology with you, which, you know, becomes a very key entry barrier for other players.
One minute. How much percent of the market you say?
You said, so in your presentation, it's written that your current market share is 4%. Post your expansion of the capacity, you will become almost 50% of the market share, right? I mean, I'm not sure if I have read this data correct. So what I'm asking is, if you are becoming a very substantial player in this market, what is the key technology moat or the barrier that you have, which other players might find it difficult?
So the first thing is that the percentage of the market has to correct it. We are right now operating at a 4% of the Indian market, and with this expansion, and if we do it threefold of our capacity, then also it will reach to a 10% because Indian market will grow. So even if we'll do 36,000 metric ton, we will be around 8%, 10%, or 12% somewhere around that. The key thing is that right now India is lagging of the CNC machines, which we are right now procuring for this expansion, automatic CNC machine which builds the core itself. Right now we supply the lamination, then we will increase the core, assembled core supply, which is automatic, and the machinery which we are buying will build the core automatically. So that is a one step ahead, which none of the Indian manufacturers have till now. That machine we are procuring, and this is the one addition we are doing. As well as the contracts with the mill, we are getting more and more allocation, what we require. Again, in CRGO, there is a short supply in India, and we are getting from the mill. So lots of relations with the supplier as well as with the customer will increase our share in the market.
Got it. Very clear. Perfect. My next question is, sir, with what lag time period we are passing on the commodity cost to our clients? What we understand is CRGO steel coil is your key raw material. So what is the time lag to pass on the commodity fluctuations? And second question within this is, why we import 30% of a raw material when, you know, whole of the steel industry is established in the domestic market? So is there any specialty steel which we require to import and not available in India?
Yeah, this CRGO steel itself is not available in India. There are only two manufacturers which are having a capacity constraint. So it has to import. And let's say if we say 3 lakh ton of CRGO is used in India, then around 110,000 tons is produced in India, and 180,000 tons comes out from outside of India. The import has to be a compulsory.
And what is the time lag to pass on these commodity fluctuations?
So we have a marketing model, like we get order every day, we get inquiries every day, and we quotes every day. So 25 to 30% or 40% is selling like a contract of 3 months, and balance 60% we sell on day-to-day marketing basis. So while anything goes plus or minus, that is covered in this day-to-day marketing, and when there is a contract which is 30 to 40% of our sale, we are not able to pass on, or when, but it gets benefit and loss is neutralized during the period of a year or say maybe 2 years. If price commodity goes up, and if we are pre-contracted, our purchase also pre-contracted. Like we import the material. When we book the material comes to our factory within 3 months or 4 months. So we know what is our cost going to be after 3 months or 4 months.
So if I've understood correctly,
If price goes up, see, any commodity price goes up, we came to know before 3 or 4 months before. Because right now I'm buying material which I will use after 3 months. So what will be my raw material cost after 3 months that I came to know today, so I can accommodate this that in next 3 months of my sales in India.
Correct. So what I've understood is your 40% of the sales is B2B and 60% of the sales is spot on a spot contract. And hence you can relatively predict what can be the spot contract prices that you will sell in next 3 months because you have procured it today. Is this understanding correct?
Yeah. Like if we see that the prices is going to be on upper side after 3 months, we start increasing our price from today onwards, slowly, slowly, because this is how this entire Indian market operates.
Correct. But now, sir, in this scenario where commodity deflation is there in steel, right, or maybe very relatively stable, so in a deflationary scenario where your import prices would be higher 3 months ago and spot prices of commodity steel are lower, there may be other players who would be selling at lower price. So how would you, you know, play this situation?
No, the point is that this is not listed commodity. So it's not like it's going to be a down or up immediately. But like if after 3 months the price has gone down, but my stock price, whatever it is right now, is on the higher side. So it's with the everybody. Nobody is going to sell it at the lower cost.
Got it. And my third question is, sir, in FY22, you sold around 10,000 tons of your volume. In FY24, you still managed to sell around 11,000 tons. But your realization per ton has significantly changed from 230 rupees to 284 rupees now per kilo. Or 2.3 lakh per ton to 2.8 lakh per ton now. So what has changed in this? Is this a commodity upcycle which is placing out over here, or is there a change in the product mix? Are you selling it to a very larger specialty transformers or something like that? How does the product mix, you know, really play important role in your realization?
See, there might be some, there was some price rise also. But the secondary thing is that sometimes it happens that we have a different grade. Starting from our sales cost starts from 220 rupees to 330 rupees or 340 rupees. So sometimes it happens that the high grade material has a more demand. We sell that more and our content remains the same and figure goes up. Sometimes it happens that the in market, some kind of transformer order is there where they want average grade demand of the material, and we sell that, and we sell material as per the market demand. You understand? So when there is a high grade of order we are getting, our sales price, our turnover goes up with the same quantity. Realization value is more because there is a variation in the sales price as per the grades.
Perfect. So you have been, over the last 2 years, you have been selling higher grades of the same CRBO laminations, right? So, yeah, I understood that.
Because and there is BEE guideline in which they are reducing transformer losses day by day. So, transformer manufacturer has to use the higher grade material.
Got it. My last question is, sir, what is the current order book? And given your capacity expansion would come in the year end, what gives you your visibility of 30-40% growth in the current year while you are already running at 90% utilization?
So in this financial year, in this last 3 months, in this financial year, what we are planning is that in next last quarter of this financial year, we are expecting to operate from the new plant. And we want to capitalize that last quarter of this year from the new plant and generate some revenue from that. As well as we are trying to achieve this 10% remaining in our old plant. We have done some changes and as per that we are working right now.
Right, so the debottlenecking
new plant will be operational by the January for sure.
Correct. So you would get 3 months of the new plant revenue coming up. the current capacity of 12,000 tons is the capacity which is after the debottlenecking which you have done in the current plant, or is there an increase in the capacity to produce CRGO laminates?
In current plant, we have added one more machine for the MO4 core, and we have got the good order for that, which the commercial production will start from the 10th of next month. So that particular product will add some contribution to the current plant also.
So what leads for us as a installed capacity currently after the new machine that you got that you added?
So this is a totally different product, not the CRGO lamination product. It's a MO4 core. So we are expecting around 30 to 40 tons per month sale from that, which will start from the next month.
And it has a similar realization mix like of CRGO laminates?
Yeah, it's around 200-230 rupees a kg.
Okay. So to summarize, you have 10% additional utilization mix that is pending, and you have added one more line of 30-40 tons per month for this year as far as growth template goes, and then you have a last 3 months of new plant coming up, correct? And in what time should we expect the complete ramp up of the utilization happening of the new plant?
Plant will be start by the, we will start from the January, and by the time March comes, it will be completely set up, and then in next financial year we will definitely have the benefit of that.
Okay. Okay, and sir, you did not tell us what is the current order book that you have.
In current order book, like, we have a contract from our one of the major companies of 2,000 metric tons. Then day-to-day order booking is full for the 1.5 or 2 months. So current order book must be somewhere around 80 to 90 crores.
Okay. And if I'm allowed one more question, what is the cost of, you know, your material that goes into 1 megawatt of a transformer capacity in case someone has to install a 1 megawatt of electricity generation, and in that there is, say, X number of transformers that are there, how much of your product is a percentage of a total 1 megawatt of energy generation?
Sir, that all depends on the design of the transformer. It varies a very in huge range.
Okay.
Sir, roughly, you can calculate that the 1 megawatt is 1 metric ton. So it may range from 2,30,000 to 3,50,000.
2,30,000 to 3,60,000 per ton of your laminate that would be required, correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Very clear. Thank you, and thanks a lot for answering all the questions.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the queue, we request you to please restrict your questions to 2 questions per participant. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. We have the next question from the line of Vijay Rawat from Vedant Capital. Please go ahead. Vedant Rawat, the line for you has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Sir, good afternoon. You said you are starting with the new items, that is radiators. You wanted to know what would be the margin in radiators.
Sir, it will be similar as the margin is similar like the CRGO, slightly higher than CRGO because it's some technological product. Whatever the percentage we are getting in CRGO, it must be around 3 to 4% more than the CRGO business.
Okay.
So the volume will be less.
Okay, okay. And you also said like you would be started to, you know, increasing the capacity for core assembly, right? So what would be the margin in core assembly?
Sir, if we, this core assembly we are targeting for the export business, because in export there is a labor cost more to assemble the cores and everything. So this will increase our margin by 2 to 3% if we supply this assembled core.
Okay, okay. So my last question is, if you ramp up the capacities for radiator and this core assembly, like by what time these two products can reach, you know, a sizable like 20-25% of total revenue?
Total revenue to 20-25%. So for radiator, it will take mainly 2 years to reach to the peak, because it's a technical product and it will take little bit long term for the export establishment. So it radiator to reach 25%, but I don't think it is possible, because CRGO will be the main criteria. Radiator, we will reach to certain level, but not the 25% of the total margin. But yes, in assembled core and radiator all together, we can reach to 15% max.
Okay, sir. Okay. I will join back the queue, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishita Lodha from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for the IPO. I'm not very clear on the pricing mechanism. Can you explain, like, if it is the escalation is passed on to the customer, or we, or do we bear it?
Ishita ji, you have to speak a little bit loudly. I am in China, so phone call is little bit, the voice is less. Can you speak a little bit loudly?
Sure. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
I'm not very clear on the pricing mechanism. Is the raw material cost being passed on to the customer, or do we bear it? How does it work?
So the all plus and minus has to be passed to the customer. Sometimes we are not able to pass the minus, sometimes we are not able to pass the plus also if it is a contracted. But mainly, all the most of the time, we pass everything to the customer, because we, as I say, 60-70% we give price every day. Though the customers are the same, but few customers does the contract for the quarter, few customers buy inquiry to inquiries. So mainly we pass every fluctuation to the customer more or less.
Okay. And apart from the radiator, apart from the core assembly, do you see any other export opportunities going forward? And currently, how much are we exporting, and where do we export?
Right now, our export is very less. We are exporting to Canada, we are exporting to Gulf countries, and then we are exporting to Europe. But this radiator plant, what we are building up or what we are making, that we are fully focusing for the export, but initially we will supply to the India, then we will get established our quality, and then we will go to the export. It has a very huge demand for the export market, and that's why we have picked up that product.
All right. And what is the market size of these products, and how do you see the market opportunity going forward?
At present, we are, as I said, we are for the, we are catering around 4% of the Indian requirement, and looking ahead, there is a very huge demand of transformer, because earlier all transformer industries were having booking order for the quarter, maximum 1 quarter. Right now, our all Indian transformer industry is booked for the 1 year or so. Now, the if you have been reading the article somewhere, there is a lot of articles which says the transformers in short supply because of the capacity constraint of the Indian transformers manufacturers. So they are fully booked. And so we will get definitely all the orders, means whatever the orders you require. And we are in right time that we will start our plant by December. pray to the God that we will reach to the maximum level very fast, looking to markets in India. And we are working hard for that.
All right. Thank you. That's okay.
We will reach around 10% of the Indian market requirement.
All right. And how do you see the margins going forward? You did mention that the maximum it can go to 15%, but like in the near 2-3 years, how do you see that going?
See, what we expect is that margin will little bit plus on the plus side. But right now we are focusing on increasing the turnover. Margin will remain the same or maybe little bit plus side. But as the radiator product and SML code, sales will slowly increase. The margin will definitely improve.
Okay. And the funding for the capacity expansion was mainly from the IPO or did we also use some debt or internal accruals for that?
No, it is mainly from the IPO.
Okay.
We are not going to take any debt for the expansion.
Okay. Thank you. That is so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone phones. We request that you please restrict your questions to two per person. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question comes from the line of Jishan Singhi from Krijuna Research and Analytics. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, of course, I would like to ask that for the debottlenecking that you have mentioned, for the four assemblies. So can you please elaborate on that?
About core assembly?
Yes.
Okay. So the transformer lamination, what we are supplying to the customer makes core assembly from that at their end. When we go for the export marketing, like Europe, America, or everywhere, this core assembly is a costlier affair over there because it requires very heavy labor. So right now we are trying procuring a machine which will automatically do core assembly on the machine itself, and we will supply that core assembly to the export market. This is what is our main plan for the core assembly, and core assembly is the first stage of the transformer manufacturing at transformer end. So we are moving one stage ahead from the transformer lamination.
Okay. And I would also like to know that whether do you face any competition from any foreign company based in US or Europe?
There are lots of companies who are supplying products and competition is there, but there is always a room for a player who has a marketing skill and ability. It is not like that there is no competition. Competition is there, and we will face the competition, but definitely we will have some market share from the present market or coming new market.
Okay, so any estimate?
We started, and right now we have around 7-8 customers overseas.
Okay. And can you give some ballpark number for the market, estimated market size for this radiator product?
You can say that when you do the transformer lamination business, if you sell the 10 kg of transformer lamination, there is a requirement of 1 kg of the radiator.
Okay. Okay, sir.
And export business is a huge.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh M. from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. Wanted to understand one on your organization structure currently. As to how many people are there, your direct reportees in the company, and going forward, you know, with capacity expansion, what team size you would need to you know, ensure that we have a good growth for the coming years?
So at present, there are 5 people who are reporting to me from the company. The mainly is our vice president, and the other people are the finance and accounts related and import. Going forward, we are going to make the full-fledged team, which will work as a team, and at present, whatever the present organization is there, few people from these organizations will be uplifted, and new people will be recruited also, which is process is going on. So by the time October or September, our team will be formed for this new plant. Few from the old plant and few will be recruited. And structure will remain same. 4 or 5 people will report to me.
Okay, fine. And
two separate will be created.
Got it. And the second question I had is there any certification or et cetera needed in your industry which differentiates the organized players from the unorganized, or you know, what is the benefit that you know you would have post adding the fresh capacities, you know, because the size we are going is 3x, so just want to understand that how the size will help us to get more orders, or you have some certifications which will help you to get orders versus your peers.
With this new plant, we are building up this new plant with the consultant who can get us the approval for the PGCIL. So once this new plant will be built within some sort of the period, we will apply for the PGCIL approval. And once we will get the PGCIL approval, then we will be eligible to supply a transformer lamination up to, say, 765 kV transformer. Very few in India can supply this 765 kV transformer lamination. So once this new plant will be added, this certification of PGCIL approval, we are going to apply and we will take it take that approval, which will differentiate us from the other peer or from the other small peer.
Got it. Makes sense. And just one last question is, you know, on CGRO, the steel which you are importing, which is used into this. You said that you have relationships with the company. So just want to understand, this is imported currently, right? And how do you ensure that, you know, any new player will not take away market share or take away the RM? So apart from relationship, is there any other contract in place, or it is open contracts? As in, when you will scale, you will be able to source the raw material as well.
So with raw material like mills, whatever the mills working abroad, they are not entertaining every new entrant at every given period of the time. So, like, there is one Russian mill called NLMP. I tried to get material from them for 10 years, and I didn't get it. And I got when they have started units in India. Earlier, from Russia, I was not able to get the material. So this is how it works. In abroad, your long-term relationship always count, as well as you, when you have a more tonnage, you are getting some discounts from them. They have a price policy that if you buy some more quantity, they give you the discount as well as preference. And if you have a long-term relationship, say years on years, then definitely you get the benefit of that. In scarcity also, you get the material. And it's not like that every new entrant will go and they will get the material, whatever they want.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anurag Purohit from iAlpha Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. I had a very basic question in terms of, let's say, the transformer cost is around 10 lakhs to 12 lakhs per MVA. Then what would be our component in that transformer that we cater to?
So Say it depends on, like, if it is a smaller rating of transformer, say 1000 kV or something, this that will cost around 20 to 25% or 30%.
Okay.
If you go to the bigger transformer, it will, if it is a low loss of, there are two kind of transformer. One is of low coal loss transformer and one is high coal loss transformer. If it is low coal loss transformer, then our cost will be somewhere around 35%. If it is high coal loss transformer, then our cost will vary from 20 to 25%.
Okay, so quite a significant in that sense. So what kind of makes players like Voltamp and Silchar outsource this work to you? Is it because they themselves are facing capacity constraints in-house, or there is a certain moat involved which makes them to outsource to you?
So first of all, they don't have this facility what we are supplying to them.
Okay.
Second, if one company decides to put such kind of plant, they should have to make the transformer from 10 kVA to biggest rating to smallest rating, which none of the transformer companies makes. Because if few companies making power transformer, they make power transformer, they don't make REC range of 10 kVA, 16 kVA, 25 kVA, such kind of things. When you process this material, if you process transformer lamination for the bigger transformer, you will have a material from which you have to process the small transformer lamination also. But if you are making only big transformer, that proposition doesn't get viable to you.
Okay, okay. So
we take all kind of lamination and we supply, we take last kg of last gram of the CRG as an output, which transformer company cannot get.
Sure, sure. So our capacity expansion plans, in a way, also would kind of try to cater to their own capacity plans and the order that they are looking for next few years. Is that an assumption correct?
1 minute. You have to repeat your question.
Yeah, I was just saying, because across the board, some of your clients are also going aggressive on capacity expansion. So our plans are in line with their plans, or
As I said, lots of transformer companies expanding their plants because they have a demand. Once they will expand, they will definitely require more and more lamination. And if we are ready with our plant and equipment, we'll be able to cater them definitely. And because we are serving them in their old plants, we will definitely supply them in their new plant. And our new plant is more modern than the old plant. The machines and everything, we are buying up the latest technology machines.
Sure. So the same lines, are there any plans to reduce the client concentration? Because top five names are still somewhere around kind of two-thirds of the revenues. And I see some of the names like ABB and Siemens on your website as your customers. So how would those client concentration move going forward?
So that choosing of the client purely depends on what price they give us and what payment terms they give us. This all depends. Sometimes your price is high, so they don't give you the order. Sometimes your price is low, they give you the order. But like mainly Vulcan Transformer, we are supplying them since last 23 years, and we do these kind of contracts continuously with mutual understanding, negotiation, and everything. Because these all transformer manufacturers require a strong and robust supplier who can hold their hand anytime. And this kind of relationship, when we develop this with a few bigger companies, we are always hands tied with them.
Okay. And lastly, on balance sheet, I see somewhere around 90 crores of cash, plus you have another similar amount coming from the IPO now. You also outlined in prospectus inorganic opportunities as well. So what would be these inorganic opportunities be in the same product, or you'll go further into the value chain?
As I said, we want to be a for the transformer ancillary, transformer component. So we are putting up the new plant as a transformer related one, which is again a very bottleneck supplies in the transformer. Lots of transformer are not getting delivered because of the radiator. They are not getting radiator on time. So we are putting up that plant. So, and in future we will add up one or two more product, but that is a future plan. So right now I'm not revealing. But right now we are adding up this radiator, and that also will be started from the December onwards.
Okay, great. Thank you, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Ragatate from Kamayakya Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to understand, like, in terms of raw material, what would be the price difference if you procure from India vis-a-vis exports?
No, you said raw material. So raw material we import.
It's 100%
import. Or you are 100%?
No, I am saying our CRGO, that shit. So it's 100% import?
No, sir. We buy from the local, two local companies also, and we import also. Import is cheaper than the local companies, but we have to continue buying with the local companies also. As I said, that in CRGO, you cannot pick and choose that today you are selling at higher price, so I'll not buy from them. We have to keep relation with all the companies and keep continue buying them. Otherwise, when there is a short supply, they will not give us the material. So with these two local means we are buying from them, their prices are a little bit higher than what we are importing, but we are still buying from the local companies also around 15, 20 or 30% of our total requirement. And 70% we are importing from other countries.
Got it, sir. So in case if a government impose any high duty on your raw material, so what sort of, like, how do you see that going forward? Like, you know, your margin might be good going forward in case, hypothetical scenario.
Sir, if duty will be more, then our cost will be more and our sales cost will be more. It doesn't affect to our margin because earlier we were used to pay 40% on CRGO.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we are paying 5%.
Okay, so that means your margins, no matter what, there would be no inventory gain, inventory loss. The margin would be maintained going forward, right?
Sometimes you get marginal gain on the inventory when prices little goes up. But no, that's very minimal, not the highest.
Okay, so why I'm asking is because our business is near to 12-14% gross margin business. So in that, in terms of working capital requirement, you are increasing your capacity to 3x. Have you increased your funding limit for the working capital?
No. Even if we require, we will use the non-fund based limit because we import everything on the LC basis.
Fair enough, sir. From a last question, as this industry is a fragmented industry, in terms of our capacity, if you compare it with our nearest competitor, like what would be the difference in the capacity?
Sir, this question was a little bit equal, so I didn't understand this question.
Okay. So what I'm asking is, in terms of our capacity, like if you compare it with our nearest competitor, so what would be the difference in our capacity?
Sir, after the increase of this capacity, we will be at par with our nearest competitor.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Thorat from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
You are audible, sir. You may proceed with your question.
Yeah.
So, few basic questions from my answer. The first one being, what is our total capex cost for this planned greenfield expansion? And assuming we start operations at that greenfield plant in Q4 FY25, when are you planning to reach its optimum capital?
Sorry to interrupt you. it's not clear sound. Can you little bit speak slowly?
Am I audible now?
Yeah. Now you're audible.
Yeah, so sir, I was asking, what is our capex cost for this planned greenfield expansion? And assuming we start its operations in Q4 FY25, when are you planning to reach its optimum capacity utilization?
Sir, by the next financial year end, we will definitely reach to the maximum capacity utilization. It's not capacity utilization. With the moment we will start the plant, the installed capacity will be there. But and we will start marketing the things. And we don't want to go too much aggressive because this is on credit basis. So we have to select the customer and then slowly increase our quantum for the sales. So by the next financial year end, we'll be definitely at the peak what we have planned.
Got it. And what would be the capex cost for this expansion?
What capex cost? What?
I mean, what is the costing for this, for setting up this greenfield capacity?
Sir, it will be around what issue we have decided. We have decided on the this capex plan only. So somewhere around 85 crores will be total capex in this entire production plan.
I'm sorry, sir. The voice was not very clear. What was the number?
So this public issue, what we decided was looking to this capex plan only, and these all 80 to 85 crores will be invested in this capex plan only.
Got it. And second question would be, what is the status of the core assembly unit currently? Is it already up and running?
So as I said, that we are going to install in a new plant. So we will place them that machine, we will place PO for that machines, and that's why I'm in China right now.
Got it. And when it could be commissioned?
It will be in December.
Got it. And lastly, sir, what are our export margins compared to our blended margins?
So even in this product, export margins are somewhere around 2 or 3% more than the local margin. Because in export, there are a heavy competition of China as well as few manufacturers in Gulf also. So it's not that if you do export, we get a very extraordinary high margin.
Got it. So export business is actually margin dilutive?
Not dilutive. Compared to Indian market, it is more, but not extraordinary. In India, we always expect that when you export, you have a very high margin. It's not like that.
Got it. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naitik Mohata. Please go ahead. Current participant seems to have dropped from the queue. We will proceed to the next question, which is from the line of Shubh Shah from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Sir, you are audible. You may proceed with your question.
Sir, can you please shed some light on the competition? So, a few key players in the industry and their sizes relative to your capacity.
Sir, you have to repeat your question because first two lines I missed. Your voice is coming in breaking.
Am I audible now?
Yeah.
I was asking, can you shed some light on the competition? So, a few key players and their sizes relative to your capacity.
Yeah, like our main competitor is there's one manufacturer called Scripps Power Components. is one of the India's biggest, and there is a one Mahindra. There's one POSCO. These are all our main competitors. And their size is like, Cliffs is processing around 40,000 tons a year. Then Mahindra is processing 25,000 to 28,000 tons a year, like that.
Understood. And so between all of you, like the organized players would have what kind of market share here?
So I say 33 lakh tons is the total market. Last 3 lakh tons was the last year's total market. So if somebody is catering, say 30,000 tons, means 10% of the market share. So, and it's all about, say, you can say that 50% of the market is with the organized hand, and 50% market is with the unorganized small players.
Understood. All right. So my next question is on the receivables front. So in the past 3-4 years, your receivables have drastically reduced. Was this just on the account of a write-off that was made in 2022, or is it something different?
So you want to know the details?
Details about how have your receivables reduced so drastically in the past 3-4 years?
Because there is a demand in the market, and right now we are a little bit strict with our payment terms. When there is a demand, there is definitely we will reduce our credit facility and everything to the customer. And recently, in the last 3-4 years, transformer company's cash flow has been improved a lot. So lots of transformers companies like Voltan, we were used to sell at 60 days credit. Now we are selling at 30 days credit. And that is how we have reduced our credit terms to reduce this total debtors.
So going forward, this is how the numbers would look like in terms of receivables. Is that fair to assume?
Sir, if you have to count it like that, 45 days sales must be there in a, will be there in a receivables, 45 to 60 days sales.
45 to 60 days. All right.
41 monthly sales is there, maybe 1.5 or 2 times will be the receivable always.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yes. So when you are doing the contracts, are you thinking in terms of EBITDA margins or something like EBITDA per ton or EBITDA per kg that is being optimized?
So we work out our costing on the per kg basis for the different grades. Then we work out what we have to see who has imported what material, what our competitor has, what kind of grade imported in last month, before that month, who is his client. And there are lots of propositions. We have to work it out, what kind of material is available in the market, what kind of not. Then we decide as per our grade, our prices, and then we do the contracts.
Understood.
There are lots of market study before we do the contracts or before we sell our material.
Hmm. All right. And just last question from my side. How much time does it take to manufacture one unit? In a general fashion,
as you say, we are producing 1,000 metric tons of the in a year, so must be around 40 to 43 metric tons every day we are producing. So it depends if somebody gives us the 10 tons course, and if our machine is free, we can give them deliver in one day, and if our production is planned for 15 days or 16 days. We are giving them the delivery schedule for the 7th day.
All right. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patel for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for being a part of our conference call and for actively participating in the call. We appreciate your support and trust in us. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relation advisor, Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you. Have a good day and thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Will